Well, kia ora, tau anu, Nick Backlitch, the chair for the Mangere Otau local board.
My name is Joe Glassy Rasmussen, currently new candidate standing for the Mangere Otau local board.
I mean, on our team, there's seven of us. I'm only one of seven, and we are a team. And I'm really thrilled and delighted that within our team exists a wide range of skill sets. And I think experience, which is really important, governance experience at this level is critical. So part of the team is Christine O'Brien, Walter Tongiamua, Makalita Kolo, Harry Tolefoa, Joe Glassy Rasmussen, and Papali'i Lafulafu Peel. Yeah, we've got a Niuean, a Cook Islander, a Tongan, Samoans, Pakeha. So it's a really good mix of people. And I think that certainly has to be taken into consideration in terms of the makeup, the demographic of Mangere Otahu.
This episode was brought to you by the Queen Shirley Academy. Don't forget, Aucklanders, we need to elect a new mayor, ward councillors and local board members from the 16th of September to the 8th of October 2022. Go to vote.nz for more information on how to enrol.
Oh, tala for Shirley.
Welcome, tala for lover Nick. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Shirley. Hope you're well, and also those who are out there watching this conversation.
It's so wonderful that you're able to make the time and to have this tala noa. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm, our mother is Samoan and our father is Croatian. So it is an interesting mix. And I'm married and we currently live. We have our home in Otahuhu. And I'm the oldest of four siblings. So I have three younger sisters. And we've lived in the ward in Mangere Otahuhu for probably over half my life now. And still love living here in our community. So Christine O'Brien just lives around the corner as well. So I mean, on our team, there's seven of us. I'm only one of seven, and we are a team. And I'm really thrilled and delighted that within our team exists a wide range of skill sets. And I think experience, which is really important, governance experience at this level is critical. So part of the team is Christine O'Brien, Walter Tongiamua, Makalita Kolo, Harry Tolefoa, Joe Glassy Rasmussen, and Papali'i Lafulafu Peel. So, we've got a Niuean, a Cook Islander, a Tongan, Samoans, Pakeha. So it's a really good mix of people. And I think that certainly has to be taken into consideration in terms of the makeup, the demographic of Mangere Otahu. We've got one of the biggest Pasifika populations in all of the 21 wards throughout Auckland. And I think with our team, that along with the experience, is also some youthful energy in there as well. And I'd refer to the young guns and Harry and Joe Rasmussen, who's the new candidate on the block from our Cook Island community, I think is one to look out for.
But hey, look, I'll keep it very short. So my name is Joe Glassy Rasmussen. Hey, look, I'm a proud Mangere boy standing in the upcoming Mangere Otahu local board elections. I've lived in Mangere for over 28 years, those who don't know. I attended school locally. I went to Robson Road Primary School, intermediate as well there, and then I attended Mangere College, which is one of the greatest school in the whole of Auckland. I always call Mangere the promised land, the land of milk and honey. So, yeah, I did my schooling there, and after my schooling, I had to decide on two career pathways, which was one, the New Zealand Police, or two, in health. And with support from my career teacher at Mangere College, I ended up pursuing a career in health, and currently did training at MIT and further studies on to at Auckland University. And currently a registered nurse. My professional background, been working at Beta Drive Doctors for 7.5 years, and then taking up a leadership role as a nurse advisor at Alliance Health Plus PHO, soon to be merging with Pause Collective. Working in the community, I think with COVID coming in, we saw a lot of what nurses and doctors can do out in our community and heavily involved in that. And I'm married to a beautiful Samoan girl who I met through my church at Mangere PIC. We have three beautiful children, 7, 5, and 3 years old. So a young family, but hey, love being a father. So that's a snippet of myself. I mean, I can go on, Shirley, but I'll stop there.
Yeah, we've got some really good people in local government that live in Otahu. And then also we've got, you know, all the awesome people that are on our ticket that live in Mangere Bridge, Favona, Mangere East. So,
Someone put a question through from the community. What's a day in the life of a local board chair?
It's very busy, put it that way. It certainly has lots of rewards. You certainly get to see a lot of the wonderful stories, a lot of the successes that come out of our people here in Mangere Otahu, individuals, the successes of our young people in schools, our sports clubs, and those who are involved in arts, and also our senior folk. And our faith communities. I am privileged to see a wide range of things that come across my office or my desk. There's certainly lots of reading. As the chair, you've got to make sure that you read lots of reports about different things. And it's critical and important as part of our role that we do read memos and reports. They do take up a lot of our time. Obviously in preparation for the number of workshops that we have on a weekly basis, and then monthly we have what's called the public business meeting. So and on top of that there's all the civic duties as well. Obviously we've got the likes of the citizenship ceremonies that we not only attend, but we're part of the presentation side of things. Probably just a little insight, I could probably go a little bit longer, Shirley. But it certainly is a very intense role that requires, in particular, keeping an eye on, what's happening in the ward.
What's one of the greatest things that you've enjoyed being in your current role?
Yeah, I think it's the little wins, the little gains, being able to make a contribution to a project and then seeing the faces of the community when they enjoy those projects. The Norana Coastal Walkway, which goes from, you can access it through either Hasty Ave or through Mahanga Drive, and it goes all the way through to Narana Park behind the Samuel Consulate's House and up to Favona. So if you haven't tried that, it's a really wonderful asset. It's a wide path that goes along the coastal walkway. Lots of people use it, walking, cycling, and it's just a nice place to be, if you just need some peace and to enjoy the coastal area. It is a place of privilege. Plenty of reasons why we celebrate the successes within our ward.
If I could highlight one of the great things I love doing with my kids is the pools, the free pools. And I'm so pleased and grateful for the team that continue to advocate it, because we're myself and my kids are heavy users of the Otara and Mangere pools. We love it that it's free, because I hear other colleagues of mine that don't live in the area that are kind of shocked that their pools aren't free for their kids. So I'm really humbled and really blessed that we have these sort of facilities that are free, that cater not only for our mature our family members, but our children. And it brings the community together, so it reduces any sort of harm, etc., because we won't harm each other if we know each other, if we're communing together. So I guess I just wanted to throw that out, that I love the free pools and we will continue to advocate strongly for that. Yeah, that's all I wanted to throw up. I'm a new candidate running for local ward and I'm really privileged and honoured to be standing along a strong Labour team, and really humbled if the opportunity comes and if the votes go through, really privileged and honoured humbly to serve our people. And I'm grassroots, I'm local, and I'll advocate the best that I can for our communities. And just as Nick, if there's one thing I can promise is that I'll promise you that I'll do my very best, because I love, and I'm grassroots, I love our community so much.
And look, I've still got the energy to continue being in this role. And I do ask for the support of our community to ensure that does continue to happen. And I think there needs to be you know, just to ensure some equitable fairness around how we distribute the funds throughout the whole ward. And I'm incredibly excited with the team that we have, and also supporting the efforts of Whanana Fiesel Collins for Mayor, Councillor Philippaina, and also Lotu Fuli to be our ward councillors for this area. Shirley, thank you for your this opportunity to join you this morning, and for your support, which is much appreciated. And in closing, all I can say is that if anything I can promise is to work as hard as I can for the people of our ward.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. I wish you both all the best and the whole team. I wish the whole team to get back and continue the great work that you're all doing. And I'm really excited for what's to come. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Don't forget, Aucklanders, we need to elect a new mayor, ward councillors and local board members from the 16th of September to the 8th of October 2022. Go to vote.nz for more information on how to enroll.